There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
So what if I need a new one?
We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone,
and what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, back with Bill Phillips. Bill was with us 4 years ago, a psychic medium and author. His latest book is called Soul Searching. His life's mission is to help people deal with the grief of losing loved ones by bringing through validations, information, and beautiful messages from spirit, which heal and bring a sense of peace, doesn't it? He conducts individual, small and large group readings, has appeared on television and radio programs as well. Dr. Phil, Access Hollywood. Bill, welcome back. How have you been?
Thanks for having me. I'm doing great. Thank you.
I'm looking forward to this. Let's go back to the beginning. How did you become a psychic medium?
That's a great question. I definitely did not seek it out. So my earlier years were very trying, and I find that with most mediums or most healers, there's usually some kind of event that happens that sort of shakes their world. For me, that happened when I was just 5 years old, my parents both struggling with their own issues, me being, you know, kidnapped back and forth. And long story short, my mom passed away when I was 14, and she came to me a few nights later, and my life was forever changed in that moment.
Did it scare you when she came to you originally?
You know, it actually didn't. It was more of just a beautiful experience for me, but I didn't want to really share that with anybody because back in that time period, it was really just, you know, not really looked in the right way. So I kept it to myself for a while, actually. I think that was the biggest obstacle for me, was just sharing my truth.
You go public in those days about these strange things, people go, what?
Exactly. I actually was going afterwards. I was in high school. I was training to be an opera singer, actually. So my whole life kind of went and derailed into this work, which I'm so grateful for. But it was something that definitely chose me. I did not choose it.
Well, good for you. Do you still sing as a hobby?
I actually do, yeah. For the past year or so, I've been taking lessons again, and I'm loving it. I find that singing is also very grounding, and it also connects me as well. So they both go hand in hand together.
Are you like Bocelli?
I love Bocelli. I love Pavarotti. I love Domingo, all of them.
They're all good. Now, tell me about soul searching.
Yeah, so soul searching really birthed during, 3 years ago when basically the world shut down. And I was guided to help people rise above the fear. And during that time, I was leading meditations and just really feeling guided to help put the power back in people's hands, to show them that they are their energy first, and how that really is the threshold for the creation of their life. And so that's where soul searching came from.
And the subtitle is important, too. Tune into spirit and awaken your inner vision.
Exactly. Yeah. So basically, we're all antennas walking around on this earth receiving data, receiving information, and connecting. Many don't know that that's happening. It's subconscious for many people. And so this book really does go deep within through the different practices to show them how to tap into that inner knowing. But beyond that, though, to tap into the other side, to find their own guidance system, to stop looking for the answers outside of themselves, and to really just go within.
Where is it within the body that we pick up this knowledge? Is it through the subconscious state or the conscious state?
That's a great question, actually. I believe that it really is subconscious, and it's really a matter of tuning out the ego mind, the conscious self, the rational mind, because that's always going to want to interfere with our divine guidance. It's going to always want to be doubtful and fearful. So when we're able to really go within and quiet down that part of ourselves, that's when the magic begins to happen. That's when the impressions start to happen. And the more that we utilize that and sort of build our own language with our higher self, with our all-knowing self, then we can make better informed decisions. And we basically know that we're here for a short time to create our own version of heaven on earth.
Do we all have spirit guides, Bill, that help us out?
Oh, of course, we do. And a lot of the time, they can be people in our families as well. Like, my mother is one of my biggest spirit guides. She's my biggest cheerleader.
Oh,
so
great.
It's not always just a random soul that you didn't know pre-birth. They absolutely can be those that are part of your soul group.
Well, with Bill Phillips, his book is called Soul Searching. His website is linked up at coasttocoastam.com, but he's also on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. You're all over the place, Billy.
Yeah, I'm very grateful. I am, you know, this is something that really took storm, and word of mouth happened, and back in the day, and it just led me into some really incredible opportunities and moments, and it's just grateful to be of service.
You start your book with the chapter, The Child Within. Was that because of your influence?
Absolutely, yes. And I really do feel that, you know, from our early age, regardless of what we're going through, that's when we're the most impressionable, right? And so that's when someone outside of ourselves is programming us or telling us what we should think and what we should feel and what we should believe. And it's not until we are, you know, aware enough to understand what our voice is and what our opinion is, what our mind is. So the inner child, I believe, is a part of our essence. It's a part of our soul. And it all goes back down to programming. So if we're able to access that part of ourselves, we can heal. We can make different decisions. We can build a dialogue within ourselves that's a loving dialogue, that is a limitless dialogue. Many people are told when they're 4, 5, and 6 that their imaginary friend is just imaginary.
Right.
So what happens is that they accept that command, and that's what becomes their reality, even though it's still dormant within them.
I had a call once many years ago of a mother who would talk about her daughter, and they moved into a house, and the daughter always used to talk about her playmate, her friend, her imaginable friend. And one day she came in and said, and we'll call her Louise, the friend. And she said, Louise told me that she died here. And the mother went, now this is getting a little weird, right? And she said, what do you mean she died here? She said, yeah, she died here, and they buried her under the floor. And she pointed to the floor. And now the mother's really weirded out about this. And somehow they ended up calling a contractor to tear up the floor. I don't know why they did it, but they did. And they found the bones of the little girl.
Wow. Absolutely. It's
that happens.
It happens more so than we realize, actually. So that's a great example about how we come into this world being very open to the other side and to that true part of ourselves.
Letting go, what does that mean?
You know, letting go is basically about surrendering, letting go of the past, not dwelling upon it. We are, again, we are sort of designed in a way to have this ego mind, which does serve us as well, but it also can make us suffer, too, if we give it too much power. So in letting go, we're letting go of that control that it has over us.
There's a lot happening these days. But I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters, without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Forgiveness. Why is that important?
Same reason, actually. Forgiveness is what allows us to let go and to be neutral within ourselves. And, you know, we carry so much pain on our hearts for acts that haven't been forgiven. And so when we're able to forgive, we're able to release the burden and release the person who hurt us or who may have damaged us.
And what do you mean by the thought transformation, Bill?
Yeah, you know, again, going back to how we're all creating our own lives right now, just subconsciously, I really do, and I live my life this way every day, but I really do believe that the dialogue that we're telling ourselves, even the words that we're speaking as well, are creating an energy around us, an orbit around us, and pulling more of that energy towards us. So it's really interesting, even down to the music that we listen to as well. You know, you have to be very cognizant of what you're thinking, what you're feeling. And when you're able to change the dialogue within, that's when you see the changes around you take place.
If your words are negative, will that affect this?
Yes. It does. But here's the thing, though. I find that acceptance of that is, paramount. Actually, one of the exercises in this new book is about showing you what the ego self and the spirit self looks like. So I think it's important to document, to write it out. You know, what are these negative thoughts? What are these negative voices in your head? Acknowledge them, put them out on paper, and then take a moment to flip it around, to flip the negatives. When you're able to do that, you're able to transform your energy. You're able to raise yourself up to a higher level. And that level, that sweet spot, George, is just the place that when we're there, that's when our success happens. That's when our confidence is activated. That's when our connection happens. So we all have access to it, but it does take a little bit of effort to get out of the stinking thinking.
But some people are better than others. How come?
You know, it's for some, it's just natural, you know, or for others, maybe they didn't have as much trauma, you know, growing up or in their childhood. Maybe they had a really good support system around them that was positive in their environment. That makes a big difference, you know. But for many people, though, they didn't have that. They had the parents, you know, that were not giving them the validation, you know, or the love, or they were abandoned. And those things stick with us.
Yeah, they sure do. They sure do. The universe within.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so just going back within, you know, to understanding that we're energy first, and we're vibrating, right? And so when we allow our minds to conjure up in our imagination, how limitless we actually are, how we are part of the fabric of the universe. There's an empowerment that happens there. It happens on a cellular level. And when we're able to go to that place, that's when we're able to really imprint around us the energy that we want to set forth in our lives. That's important too.
What is the gratitude frequency?
It's one of my favorite ones, actually, in the book. I go throughout my day, I must give my gratitude or my thank yous probably 1,000 times a day. And so what I wanted to do was create a visualization for this, something that would really inspire the reader to show them how that looks on the inside. And because I live my life energetically, I thought, how beautiful then to put gold energy into this, to infuse that part of ourselves. So for every deposit of our gratitude, we're making that deposit. And those deposits add up over time. They change our frequency.
And, of course, praying. That's important.
It absolutely is. You know, we all have access to that too. And I love to begin my day with prayer, you know, praying it forward. How can I positively affect someone throughout my day? So my intention and my prayer is always, please help me leave people better than they were before. You know, it's all about just going back within your dialogue. And we're all here to be of service. Doesn't, you know, if you're a dentist, if you're a doctor, if you're a medium or a musician, we're all here to inspire people and to heal them with our unique gifts and abilities.
Life sometimes takes strange twists, Bill, yet you believe that loving life's challenges is important. Tell us more.
I do. Yeah, I do. Because it all goes back to flipping those negatives, you know, and seeing when we're able to see life from a higher spiritual perspective, then we're able to see that nothing's being done to us. We're here in this earth school right now. We're here to learn lessons. We're here to evolve. And so if we're able to look at our challenges in that way, it just definitely flips our awareness of it, and it allows us to operate more so from our higher self, from our all-knowing intuitive self, versus that part of ourself that doesn't want to change, that wants to kind of stay safe in the ego space. That's what our human side, you know, wants for us. So it's always good to think of things from that higher perspective.
Bill, what is a soul to you? What does it mean?
You know, I believe that our soul is our essence. It's our light in this world. It's our light in this universe. And I also believe that we're all connected as one on a soul level.
The spiritual web, what is that?
Great. The spiritual web is basically taking it one step further. So just having everyone understand that they have a system around them. I thought, what came to me actually from spirit was this web concept of how we're all interconnected together. And that interconnectedness is, you know, with the living as well, but also discarnate with our loved ones, our angels, our guides, our ascended masters, everyone that makes up the committee around us. And we are tied into that here. They're influencing us here. And so when we're able to feel that connection to that web, it takes away the illusion that we're alone, because we're never alone.
Setting intentions, that's important, isn't it?
I believe that our life is a big intention, and I believe that our intention is one of our biggest superpowers as well. It's very underutilized, so it just takes, you know, a minute or less than that, actually, to go within and to just see what you want to achieve, to feel the feelings that you want to feel in those moments, and kind of throwing them out like breadcrumbs in front of you to have that inspiration to experience that energy vibration.
Bill, why are mantras so important?
You know, I love mantras. This goes back to my music background as well, but I believe that there's something really, really powerful with vibration. I learned about this when I was at the conservatory as well, and utilizing the chakra system with different vowels and different sounds. And, you know, when we're able to focus on a mantra, whether it be in Sanskrit, whether it just be a spoken word, we're giving all of our energy and all of our intention to that sound vibration. And within that vibration, we're able to manipulate the energy around us. So let's just say someone's having a bad day, they're going through a breakup or something like that. They're able to utilize the mantra to change the energy around them. And it is really powerful. I do it every day. I wish everyone would do it, actually. It's super, super, super powerful.
Absolutely. Interesting. Intuition and a lesson in trust.
Mm-hmm. You know, again, we're all designed to be intuitive. We're all intuitive. I like to actually refer to the word of channel, you know, even versus the word psychic or medium. We're all channels, basically, for energy. And when we trust it, just like riding the bike, trusting this language, we're able to lean into that feeling more, and we're able to utilize it for ourselves. And one of the stories that I give actually in that chapter is back, you know, this was probably 7 years or so ago. I was selling a house, buying another one, and I sort of freaked my realtor out because I told him who was going to buy our previous house. And I had said, you know, yes, I'm seeing a red-haired girl who's single. Her dad's going to help her buy the house. It all lined up. And then after that happened, I was able to go within and ask Spirit, okay, please show me what I need to secure this house. And there was a bidding war with 10 other people for the property. And the number that I gave secured us the house down to the dollar. So it all goes down to trusting in the moment what you're receiving, not doubting it, not allowing that rational part of yourself to interfere.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.